My brethren, on this Septuagesima Sunday, I would like to fix your attention on the words that St. Paul the Apostle addressed to the Corinthians, words that the Church addresses to each one of us today. These words make us enter already in the spirit that should animate us during Lent, a spirit of reform of ourselves, a spirit of deep conversion. We read in the epistle, "Know you not," says the apostle, "know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but only one receive the prize. So run that you may obtain." My brethren, here the Apostle St. Paul compares our life to a race, to a fight. In fact, we are all in the arena, whether we are aware of it or not. We are all in the arena, but not as simple spectators who can sit down and watch what is going on with others. No. But we are in the arena as the ones who have to run. We are the ones who have to fight. This life is our battle. So the apostle intends to wake us up to the fact that the enemies of our salvation don't sleep. But they are always fighting against us. They're always trying to make us lose the prize, that great prize promised to those who win this battle. The prize of eternal life. And according to the Apostle St. James, there are three enemies that wage war against us: the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world, the flesh, and the devil. So the first enemy is the world. And the world fights against us by trying to influence us to follow its fashions. The fashions of the world, in the way we speak, in the way we dress, in the way we behave. The problem about the influence of the world is that it's all around us. And so we may not see right away that something is wrong, because everyone else around us may be doing it. So why can't I do it as well? But we have to remind ourselves that our standards are not the standards of the world. But we are to follow the standards of God. It is so sad to see good people who come to church but who keep using bad words. speaking rough language, or even worse, keep telling inappropriate jokes, which is completely inadmissible for a good Catholic. We are not to follow the standards of the world, my brethren. We cannot imitate the world. It is also deeply troubling to see young and not so young ladies dressing in a way that's not so correct, that's not decent. Sometimes we notice this worldly way of dressing even at the communion rail. What cannot be? Clothes are there to hide the body and not to show it. It can cause people to sin. So please don't fall yourself into this trap. To follow the fashions of the world. To dress like TV stars. Modesty and not vanity. Modesty is a great virtue in the eyes of God. It also means that we should avoid bad songs, bad music. Avoid bad TV shows. Yes. St. James says, we have to keep ourselves pure from the contamination of the world. So we cannot follow the standards of this world, my brethren. Because those who are friends with the world become enemies of God. The second enemy is the flesh. And the flesh fights against us by trying to entangle us in its pleasures. So we lose sight of spiritual things. Some people get entangled by food and drink, by excessive eating, by excessive drinking. And their belly becomes their God, as St. Paul says. Others get entangled with impurity, and they become prisoners of this horrible vice. But what we have to realize here is that there is a law between the flesh and the spirit. A law which we can verify by experience. When the spirit is weak, the flesh becomes stronger. And when the spirit is strong, the flesh becomes weaker. So the flesh becomes stronger when our spirit, when our soul is weak. When we don't pray enough, when we don't do penance, when we don't read any spiritual book at all. So when we allow our spirit to get weak, then the flesh becomes stronger. So in order to make the flesh weak, we need to fortify the spirit by prayer, by penance, by spiritual reading, adoration, so many means only when the spirit is strong. The flesh can become weak, and its passions can be dominated more easily. So we have to pray and to do penance in order to be free from the slavery of the flesh. And the third enemy is the devil. And the devil and his fallen angels fight against us, trying to make us lose the prize of eternal life. And they use the world and the flesh in order to make us fall. My brethren, we have to know that the demons have a deep envy of us. Envy because we can still go to heaven, place that they have lost forever. They hate us, and that's why they want to drag us down with them to hell. And they try everything in order to make our lives difficult, especially causing temptations so we may fall into sin. When we read the lives of the first monks of the desert, we learn that demons would take the form of a woman in order to disturb the imagination of the monks during prayer. The demons are not joking. But not only that, the demons can also cause misunderstandings, anger, strife among people, among families, confusion, conflicts. And if we follow this game of the devil, my brethren, we are in danger of losing our souls. So if we wanted to go to heaven, if we wanted to win the prize of eternal life, we better take our spiritual life seriously. Because in this spiritual battle against the enemies of our salvation, if we don't win, we lose forever. There's no alternative. This life is a battle in which our own salvation is at stake. So we should run, we should fight, that we may obtain the prize of eternal life. And with all of this in mind, let us continue reading the words of St. Paul. He says, "Everyone that strives for mastery refrains himself from all things, and they indeed, that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we, an incorruptible one." So here the apostle brings the example of those who run, of those who fight in the physical arena. These people spend hours, hours training. They refrain from this, they refrain from that. In fact, they do a lot of sacrifices in order to gain a crown, or in our days, a little medal. They do a lot of sacrifices just to get a little medal. And St. Paul says that we should be working on our salvation with the same zeal of these athletes. We should be willing to make all the sacrifices we need in order to win the prize, the trophy of eternal life. But it seems that we don't care too much. Because, my brethren, in all truth, how long do you train for eternal life every day? How much time do we spend in prayer? How much penance do we do? We are going to reap what we sow. And if we don't train, if we don't prepare ourselves for the battle, how can we expect to win? St. Paul continues, I myself chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps when I have preached it to others, I myself should become a castaway. So here we hear the great St. Paul saying that he himself mortified his body, that he himself did penance, knowing that this is necessary for any Christian to fight the good fight. This is a necessary part of the training. So if by chance you don't do any kind of penance, it's time to start. Because we cannot win the spiritual battle without penance and prayer. And St. Paul goes on, for I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all in Moses were baptized in the cloud and in the sea, and all did eat the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, and they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. But with the most of them, God was not well pleased. So here the apostle makes an analogy. He takes what happened in the past and applies it to the present. The Israelites had passed through the sea, which is a figure of our baptism. The Israelites had eaten the manna, which is a figure of the most holy Eucharist. And yet, God was not pleased with many of them. In the same way, for each one of us, we may be baptized. We may receive the Blessed Sacrament. But if we don't make real efforts to purify ourselves from sin, if we don't care about our spiritual life, then it will be said of us what was said of those Israelites of old, that God was not pleased with them. So my brethren, let us try to please God by leading a devout life, a devout life, a life of prayer, a life of penance, renouncing the ways of the world, renouncing the slavery of the flesh, renouncing the works of Satan, all of that, so we may win in the end the prize of eternal life. In the epistle, we hear that the prize is given after the fight. In the gospel, we hear that the salary is given after the work. It's all the same idea, the same message. So we have to fight. We have to work. My brethren, we have to be committed. If we want, if by chance we want to go to heaven. So may God help us with His grace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.